In the quiet suburb of Gillam, two families live side by side, their fates intertwined in ways they cannot imagine. Francis Gleason and Brian Stanhope, both NYPD officers, find themselves neighbors when they move their young families to this peaceful community north of the city. While the men maintain a cordial relationship, their wives couldn't be more different. Lena Gleason, warm and outgoing, repeatedly attempts to befriend Anne Stanhope, who rebuffs every overture with a chilly politeness that borders on hostility. Despite the tension between their mothers, the Gleasons' daughter Kate and the Stanhopes' son Peter form a connection that seems written in the stars. Kate's earliest memory is of 3-year-old Peter in his backyard, somehow knowing his name without being told, as if this knowledge were something she was born with. As the children grow, the contrast between their homes becomes stark. The Gleason household buzzes with the chaos and warmth of family life, while the Stanhope home exists in careful silence, punctuated by Anne's increasingly concerning behavior. Young Peter assumes responsibilities far beyond his years, grocery shopping, cooking meals, watching through windows while other children play outside. What happens behind closed doors shapes who these children become, setting the stage for a tragedy that will alter both families forever. Anne Stanhope's mental illness profoundly impacts her family. When Peter is in sixth grade, she destroys his expensive model ship, then slaps him when confronted. Brian briefly attempts to leave but returns, explaining his difficult childhood with an alcoholic mother, suggesting Peter should be grateful. The situation escalates when Anne has a public breakdown at a grocery store, becoming paranoid about a conspiracy. She removes her shoes and scarf before confronting shoppers, shouting, "Stop looking at me!" Finding Brian's service weapon in her handbag creates professional complications. This portrayal is devastatingly realistic. Anne isn't simply villainous, she's struggling with serious psychological issues in an era when mental illness was poorly understood. Brian's ineffectual responses, placating Anne during outbursts before retreating to television or the pub, show how unprepared families were for these challenges. Peter develops the hypervigilance typical in children of mentally ill parents, learning to anticipate his mother's moods, coping mechanisms that will shape his relationships for years. As teenagers, Kate and Peter grow closer. When Anne witnesses an intimate moment between them after Kate's injury, she reacts with anger, showing no concern for Kate's wound. The next day, she forbids Peter from attending school, even his graduation. When Peter defies her, Anne charges at him with a meat mallet, her behavior becoming increasingly dangerous. That night, Kate and Peter meet secretly. Peter explains his father is leaving to live with his uncle, but he feels obligated to stay with his mother. He kisses Kate and mentions marriage. Their meeting is discovered when Lena notices Kate missing, leading to a confrontation between both families. Francis demands Kate stay away from those people. The situation culminates when Peter appears at the Gleasons' door asking to call police, reporting his mother has his father's gun. Francis rushes to the Stanhopes, expecting a misunderstanding. When Anne opens the door, Francis steps inside asking about Brian. Anne pulls out a gun from under a cushion and fires, forever altering both families in one devastating instant. After the shooting, the families fracture. Peter relocates to Queens with his father and Uncle George, adapting to city life. Brian's mental health deteriorates before he moves to South Carolina, while Peter chooses to stay with George, who provides stability. Francis recovers with Lena's help. His daughters respond differently. Natalie and Sarah maintain artificial cheerfulness without eye contact, while Kate examines his injuries methodically, studying the bullet's path. Peter visits his institutionalized mother on Sundays by train. Anne appears heavily medicated, tells Brian she regrets meeting him, and becomes emotional with Peter, telling him not to return. Eventually, Brian stops visiting, spending Sundays drinking instead. Systems fail these families. Anne's psychiatric hospital prioritizes containment over healing. Peter receives minimal support, and Brian abandons his responsibilities, leaving George as Peter's surrogate parent. Both Peter and Kate move forward through academics and sports, though their shared trauma remains unresolved beneath functional exteriors. Years later in college, Peter impulsively reconnects with Kate after visiting his mother. Meeting at a New York bar, Peter calms his nerves with shots before Kate arrives sporting purple hair and Doc Martens. Their connection remains strong. They resume a relationship, avoiding discussions of Gillum or their family's incident. After graduation, Peter works construction with Uncle George, while Kate joins the NYPD. When George meets Kate, he worries, of all the fish in the sea, Peter, fearing the past isn't truly behind them. Inspired by George's comments on policing, Peter secretly applies to the academy. During his interview, the investigator questions his family history, revealing knowledge of Anne shooting Francis. Despite concerns, Francis surprisingly recommends Peter, saying he was a good boy and what happened wasn't his fault. Their reconnection isn't portrayed as a magical cure, but as a deliberate choice to build something new. Their relationship requires courage. To trust again, face family disapproval, and believe their shared history needn't determine their future. As Peter and Kate's life unfolds, Peter's drinking escalates until he discharges his weapon on duty and returns home intoxicated and distraught. Francis arrives unexpectedly that night, confronting Kate after finding Peter passed out. Desperate for answers, Kate approaches Anne about Peter's father and Irish heritage, eventually inviting her to their home for an uncomfortable mother-son reunion. At his disciplinary hearing, Peter is forced to retire. Francis offers to help pay for rehab, assuring him, "This seems like the end of everything, but it's not." Kate arranges treatment with Anne, surprisingly helping with childcare. This section examines how addiction, trauma, and mental illness echo through generations. Peter's alcoholism mirrors his father's struggles, yet it also suggests that with awareness and support, these destructive cycles can be broken. Throughout the novel, characters repeatedly decide whether to invest in difficult relationships or walk away. The title, Ask Again, Yes, embodies this choice. Will they affirm love, family, and forgiveness despite the courage required? When Peter returns from rehab and Kate feels withdrawal instead of joy, she faces this question. When Peter relapses, they confront it again. They persist because their connection remains worth fighting for. Even Francis and Anne, separated by violence and decades of bitterness, find peace when reunited. Francis realizes the years when hating her felt important had passed, showing how time transforms justified anger into something more nuanced. The story affirms that while we cannot change the past, we can choose our response. Characters must decide whether to remain defined by trauma or move beyond it, not by forgetting, but by refusing to let it dictate their future. In choosing again, yes, to love, they demonstrate that healing isn't linear and love remains our best hope for transcending wounds.